The death last week of 84-year-old Roberto Alvarez in San Diego returned some attention to a school desegregation suit of more than 70 years ago. Mr. Alvarez was a very prosperous San Diego produce distributor, but he entered the annals of Mexican-American history when he was just 12 years old and a student at Lemon Grove Grammar School. His son, Robert Alvarez Jr., joins us now. Mr. Alvarez, what happened back in 1931?
Well, Lemon Grove was a very small community with a large Mexican population. There was one grammar school, the Lemon Grove Grammar School, and in 1931, the school board decided to segregate the Lemon Grove Mexican children to another school.
And the parents of those children, including, I gather, your grandparents,
right,
decided they would defy that.
That's correct.
Well, this ultimately went to court. And your father's case, as he was only 12 years old at the time, but the case in which he was the plaintiff, prevailed. Of course, the reasoning in 1931, it wasn't altogether the happiest of endings, because the court concluded that the Mexican children could go to school with the other children because the Mexican children, it said, were white, unlike Asians, Indians, and blacks, I gather. So
that's correct.
This didn't end school segregation in California.
Not at all. Not at all. In fact, it was a bill that was put up later on that was called the Bliss Bill that was defeated in California that tried to include Mexicans as Indians so that it could be segregated, but that did not win either.
Did your father talk much about this incident in his childhood to you when you were growing up?
He didn't talk about it much at all. And when we were growing up, in fact, until I was, in graduate school, we never even knew about this case.
But you, as a graduate student, studied it. You researched it.
Well, what happened was I was doing a study of Mexican immigration into California. And I used my family as an example of the type of migration that I was looking at. And in these interviews with both pioneer immigrants as well as my father's generation, I discovered the case. And what's really incredible is that my father had had newspaper articles and actual school board minutes that my grandmother had saved. He had them in this trunk and pulled them out and showed them to me. And I was, flabbergasted to see that something like this had occurred.
When you asked your father, as this was decades and decades after, why he'd never told you about this, what did he say?
Well, it was really, it's really a curious thing and very interesting because he, and I think all the other children, too, that lived through this, saw this as it was their parents that were really the heroes in all this. And they were part of it, of course, but it was not something to brag about. In fact, he told me that after the case was over, and my mother has told me this as well, that the parents told them to go about their business, to go back to normal, to not make anything big out of this, and to be humble about this entire situation.
Did the court ruling that prohibited their segregation in Lemon Grove at least do likewise for other Mexican-Americans in California?
There was never any really legal consequence in California or in the United States. Subsequent to the case, Americanization schools, as they were called then, which were basically segregating Mexicans into different schools, flourished in California during the 1930s.
Well, Robert Alvarez Jr., thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Robert Alvarez Jr., who is a professor of ethnic studies at the University of California, San Diego, talking with us about his father, Roberto Alvarez, who died last week at the age of 84.